This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I am Raj V. Subramanian.
So NPR Illinois, the public radio station based in Springfield, partnered with ProPublica's local reporting network to publish a series of articles about the University of Illinois' handling of sexual misconduct cases. And in response to that, the University of Illinois Springfield, where NPR Illinois is based, raised an objection. The Title IX coordinator told station leadership that virtually all university employees, including journalists, are required to report alleged sexual misconduct that we are told about to the Title IX office. The ethics officer later reached out with a similar message to the journalists and leadership at NPR Illinois. NPR Illinois' leadership then requested an exemption as journalists to this. That request has been denied. So it should be emphasized that it's virtually all responsible employees are required to make these reports. There is an exemption for university counseling employees, and that's for a legitimate public purpose. And I would think for journalists trying to report on what's happening at that university without interference from the administration, I would think they should be exempt also.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's just it's the rule and it's the law, the pattern that we need to follow. And there's a lack of transparency here. And I think that the folks from, NPR Springfield, UIS are certainly within their rights to question this and call them on this, because this is something that they're obviously resisting. And this we deserve an explanation, I think, of why this is not being, this is not being carried out.
See, the U.S. Constitution, the First Amendment, the very first thing is the freedom of the press. And, I mean, that is basically a right that every citizen should enjoy. And given the fact scenario where you have the situation where you have to disclose, and from a journalist point of view, we have to give the privacy to our sources and confidentiality, this is something that I think it's a very sticky wicket where the authority or the people in power, they just want to kind of, you know, show their power around saying like, oh, you have to do this. But I think as journalists, we have the right for confidentiality and the freedom of press and the freedom of speech and expression. And I think the Title IX coordinator, which I think many of you must be familiar with, has a right in terms of the ethics and in terms of all the sexual harassment cases that's happening within the campus. But I think, I feel it's kind of, you know, straying into the jurisdiction of a journalist that's saying, like, you also need to fall under that. I think that's totally unwarranted.
Yeah, it would be difficult for someone to come forward to a journalist if their confidentiality is going to be betrayed. And then if that confidentiality, if that person can't come to a journalist, then how are we going to report on a wrongdoing by administrators or faculty members or other employees of the university? This is another example, I think, of a university trying to clamp down and protect its image instead of confronting and addressing a problem that exists on campus.
Also, another statistic which I also want to bring at this point is that, you know, the Title IX coordinator is there in every university to make sure that sexual harassment cases are being kind of looked into. But there is also a lot of research and statistics which also says that many cases even go unreported or even underreported to about like 80 to 85% in terms of cases. So again, we are looking at the disparity in terms of there are like cases where there are so many sexual allegation or harassment cases that are happening, but the reporting is very, very dismal in terms of the numbers. Again, they are trying to kind of, you know, look into this. But as a journalist, we have the right to report on these cases. But going this one step further, saying like, I'm the Title IX coordinator, you should disclose all the details to me. I think this should be really taken seriously by the people who's involved, and they cannot take away the rights of a journalist.
Absolutely. I mean, what? And again, the question remains, what's the resistance here? Why the resistance by the university? I think that should be sending up, obviously, red flags. And it certainly has gotten the attention of our colleagues in Springfield. And, you know, these legal aspects and rules in the First Amendment exist for that very reason. And Title IX was established for that very reason, because these instances had occurred and there needed to be a means and a channels to establish this and to get this out in the open when people have been perhaps victims of this. And again, for this university to resist this is very disconcerting.
Well, I think the public, which funds the universities, deserves to know how these cases are being treated. And in some cases at this campus, it seems like the offenders were not dealt with very harshly. One left the university and got a job elsewhere, and there was no record, no indication of what this person had done. And I think that information needs to be public.
That's an excellent point, talking about a state public-supported institution. I think that even gives more credence to pushing for the reasons for this, an explanation. And they owe it to us, I think.
And also, this is the reason exactly that's happening across the country. I don't know if you're familiar with the Hazelwood case, high school case that
yes.
happened in Missouri, that a student publication, they wanted to write a newspaper article about teenage pregnancies. And the principal said, no, you cannot publish it. But then the local newspaper, St. Louis Dispatch, they published the uncensored version of the student news articles. So again, sometimes authorities are there in place to make sure that things don't fall out of place. But sometimes it's really, you know, unfortunate. The same authorities sometimes, you know, try to abuse their powers too.
Yeah, well, they're trying to protect their image. But ironically, when they do this, when they try to suppress information, and then the story gets out about that, it just ends up making them look worse.
And hurting their reputation in the long run. And this is something people will remember and it will remain. And rather than deal with it up front and be transparent and be honest about it, this does more, like you said, Rich, more harm than good.
And yeah. That's what pretty much investigative journalism is all about, right?
Absolutely.
You know, something that we just don't take on the face value of it. Like, you know, imagine the same professor, he goes about, you know, spoiling so many people's lives, and someone has to take, you know, the initiative to stop this kind of issues or instances to happen across. And I'm with the side of the journalist where they don't have to disclose any details to anybody because they are doing their job.
I'm on the board of the Illinois News Broadcasters Association, and that group has written a letter in support of NPR Illinois, and I'm sure other journalism organizations will be doing the same as this story becomes wider spread.
I think so, too. And I think you're going to find more and more journalists and more maybe public officials getting on board with this, and more folks in higher education in this state especially, from other institutions that are going to be looking into this now that it's been brought to our attention through programs like ours and through other media that are going to be well aware of this. And this is just not going to go away.
And NPR Illinois published an open letter to the University of Illinois on NPR Illinois' website and on our website in conjunction with this Shop Talk program. We have a link to that open letter so you can read more about this. Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.